this is Stu and Kendall. We're in the K West Hotel, which is in Kensington, and we are with legendary bassman, Mr. Kazim Sultan. Kazim, hi.
Hello, everyone. How are you? It's good to see you. And good you, to sir. Be here. Yep.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here because we are huge protagonists of the general Todd Rundgren tubes thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're in that camp, mm-hmm. which is quite rare in England, but we are spreading the word.
Yeah.
Now, Kazim, would you like to tell us why you're in London today and what you're doing today?
Well, we're here for a show. We've been touring kind of scattered since September. Todd's decided to do one of his records from start to finish, A Wizard, A True Star. So we've been working, we did about 8 shows in the States, and now there's 2 shows, one show in London, one show in Amsterdam, and we do, actually there's an opening act that involves Todd and myself.
Is this what's referred to as Newtopia?
No, that was just a one-time thing that when Roger Powell was involved with this initially. And since it was myself, Roger, and Todd, we thought it would be good to do some Utopia material. So we started the show with about 40 minutes of Utopia stuff. But since Roger dropped out, now Ralph Schuckett, the keyboard player, who was the original keyboard player on A Wizard, A True Star, he came in, so it didn't really make a lot of sense for us to do Utopia material.
Is he with you today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ralph was here. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, that's so cool. I'd like to ask you, particularly, what was your favorite tour or gig? We saw you at Nebworth, and you know, that was great.
Yeah, well, actually, a lot of people ask me that, and invariably, my answer is Nebworth, because I had just joined the band maybe not even 6 months before that. It was one of the first really large shows that I had done. And I was all of 21 years old or 20 years old, and I'm playing in front of 100,000 people.
Well, it must have been a rush, actually.
I think that first one was it the Rolling Stones, or was it...
No, I can tell you exactly who they were.
It was Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, uh-huh. It was Led Zeppelin's show. You were on with Utopia for the 2 weeks running, wearing, if I remember, some awful pink spandex outfits, I believe.
I forget. I think I had a red jumpsuit on. A red parachute jumpsuit, I believe.
This was the first time I ever saw them.
At the time, it seemed like a good idea.
I know. But it was a really good show, and I had posters of you guys all up around my bedroom.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Oh, cool.
It's kind of cool. Speaking of gigs, just out of interest, if you could attend any gig, past, present, or future, what would it be, just as a spectator?
Oh, God, I don't know.
You can pick any...
I mean, the funny thing is that I don't like going to shows. I do not like going to shows. To me, it's kind of like going to the office on a day off.
Busman's holiday.
Yeah. So I tend to, when I'm not actually performing or working at a show, I tend to not do that. I stay home, work on my own stuff, or you know, do other stuff. If there was a show that I had to, that past, present, or future, that I wanted, that I was going to go to, I mean, it might be, I don't know. It would probably have something to do with the Beatles, actually.
George Harrison fan myself.
Yeah.
Which?
Oh, you know what? I'll tell you what. It would be the rooftop concert.
Oh, right.
Abbey Road rooftop concert.
On top of the Apple Building.
Yeah, that's what I would have liked.
Which we're not that far from here.
Really?
No, we're not that far.
Oh. That zebra crossing is just down the road.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was in central London.
This is pretty much. It's so close. I'd say that Abbey Road is what, we're within 5 miles of here.
Yeah. Well, Abbey Road's like St. John Wood, right?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not far.
Yeah.
You ought to get a picture of yourself walking.
I've been there. I've been in EMI. I've been in the studio. I've worked with George Martin in that studio, in Studio B.
Speaking of which, I've got a list of some of the people that you've worked with, and I'm sure our listeners would be quite enchanted to know that you've worked with Jim Steinman, obviously. Joan Jett, Paul & Oates, obviously Todd and Utopia, We got the meatloaf.
Yes, the meatloaf, yeah.
Yeah, we've got the Cheap Trick.
Yes, yeah.
You collaborated apparently with Stevie Stevens.
Yes, Steve Stevens and I.
I'm a big fan of him.
Yeah, he's great.
He's got good riffs.
Yeah.
Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah.
What was happening with that one?
Well, I mean, I'm friends with Donald and Alan and Joe and all those guys. We've known each other for a really long time. They were a player for a little while one summer, and I just filled in.
So you stood in.
Yeah.
Cool. I've got Patti Smith written down.
Yeah, Patti Smith. Yeah,
Patti Smith.
Yeah. But the Patti Smith. She wrote me a poem.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's great.
The punk poetess wrote me a poem because I gave her a gun. But it was a replica, obviously. But she wrote me a poem. I love Patti Smith.
Yeah, she is wonderful. She's just a wonderful person.
Odd, but wonderful.
Well, you know, I mean, everyone is in their own
special
way.
I think Odd is good.
Yeah.
I've also got here Steve Hillage, because he did that.
Yeah.
The L album.
Yeah, that was the first record that I ever worked on. The first proper record, yeah. Was because Todd produced that.
That's like so hippie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was 1976.
Now, I've got a question. Kazzy, I believe that you have your own new band that has just started playing.
Well, yeah, I mean, I put a small band together and I started doing some live shows. I had been doing live shows for the past 8-9 years by myself, a solo acoustic, and I thought that it was time to just give the fans something a little bit more, so I called up a bunch of buddies and actually 3 friends, and we just did a short little tour. It's a little prohibitive doing a band thing because it's just really expensive, but I had a great time, and I'm sure I'll be doing more of it in the future.
Is there going to be an album from this band?
No.
Oh, come on, you've got to plug an album.
On a new record. I'm starting a new record. As soon as I get back home from this, I start a new record.
Because we bought your album, Kazzy, when it came out, immediately.
Right. Uh-huh.
We're some of those sad acts that go out and have and have all your American videos translated onto English format at a huge cost.
You don't need to do that anymore. Mm-hmm.
No, not anymore, not with the internet, but that was those days, you know.
Yeah.
But, oh no,
she's shaking her head.
So, why have I got, I've got John Bon Jovi.
Sambora, wasn't it?
It was Sambora.
Well,
yeah.
I've actually worked with Richie. I did a tour with Richie on his solo record, and I've worked with John as well.
And how did that go down?
Well, John and I are friends, and as well as Richie and Tico and Dave, we've known each other for a long time. They're you know, Jersey boys, and I grew up in Staten Island, which is very close to New Jersey. And John needed a bass player for a couple of gigs that he was working, and I got a call, and I just said, sure, I'd love to do it.
Oh, it must be a nightmare for you, you know. Oh, hello, will you play bass with me?
Well, John's a great guy. He's a wonderful, wonderful guy, and I would jump at the chance to work with him.
So this Cars business.
Yeah.
What is this all about?
Well, that's actually not the Cars. It was the new Cars.
Mm-hmm.
The Elliot, Easton, and Greg Hawks, who's in this particular lineup too, with Todd. Greg is playing keyboards here. But Elliot and I have been friends for about 30 years, and we've worked together. Elliot played on my first solo record. The Cars haven't been together since the 80s, and they were looking to do something. They were looking to do a new tour, a new record, or whatever, and Rick Ocasek wasn't really interested in doing it, so he asked, Elliot asked Todd if he would be interested. Todd said yes. Elliot asked me if I would be interested. I said yes. Prairie was interested in doing it, so it wound up being only Elliot and Greg from the Cars, and then myself, Todd, and Prairie. Excuse me. And we toured, got for about maybe 6 months or a year behind the new Cars. We had some new material, and it was a lot of fun. We had a great time.
We have a listener from America that's been bugging us for the Cars a lot, and we've been saying to him, check out the new cars. So is it available on vinyl?
There's one record out. Yeah, there's one. There's one record out. I'm not sure that it has a name, but there's a record out that we did. It's got a 4 studio tracks, and the rest are live tracks.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're going to leave it.
Yeah.